Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
I was severely injured in a car accident where I suffered a traumatic brain injury that nearly took my life. The doctors were preparing my family for my death because I had less than a 25% survival rate.
Today on the Waco Experience, an American story, we talk with transformational speaker Elizabeth Meggs. From near death and despair, Elizabeth is making a positive impact on the lives of those who have experienced trauma. She is a dynamic speaker with a message of hope. Through troubles, self-doubt, and bleakness, she heard God's word remind her that she was fearfully and wonderfully made, that her life has meaning and purpose. Elizabeth is pursuing God's direction and is a speaker, often providing insight and inspiration to veterans, first responders, and others who have experienced trauma. You will enjoy her story and find words of encouragement for your own life. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors, White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, pergola, or maybe you're ready to build that custom home. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and has a community room you can reserve and use at no cost. Waco's highest rated coffee shop, Biddy and Bo's, is at 110 Franklin in downtown Waco. Presentgifting.com. Relationships are important. Moments are important. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have someone to remind you of the upcoming events for those important people in your life? Present Gifting is a free service releasing soon. Register now for early VIP access at presentgifting.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web, hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality. Smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website, qualitycabinetstx.com. D. Scott here, back at the Baylor Club, and I'm excited because I get to speak with Elizabeth Meggs. She is an inspirational speaker. She's a coach. We're going to find out about her journey into this job, but we met at the Christian Business Luncheon back last summer, sometime this summer. We're also part of the Waco networking group, so I'm just going to put some plugs out there for these events because people need to be involved in their community. Whatever chamber, networking groups, whatever's out there, this is how you connect to folks and you get to meet cool people like Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, welcome to the Waco Experience.
Thank you very much, Scott, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So let's get right into the work that you're doing. Let's talk about the problem you solve, who benefits from the work that you do, and what does it mean to be an inspirational speaker? Because I hear motivational speaker, but I love inspirational speaker and coach.
Well, I have actually kind of shifted a bit. I am a transformational speaker.
Oh, there.
Because I speak to the transformation, and I don't just speak to it and give you proof of the transformation. You walk away from the conferences where I speak at with steps to go ahead and begin your transformation. I give you the tools right then and there.
So let's talk about the difference between change and transformation. But first, how do people get a hold of you? What's your website? What's the contact information?
My website is elizabethinspires.com. You will find all of my social media platforms in the right top corner. Follow me, like, subscribe on any of them. And my email is elizabeth@elizabethinspires.com.
Beautiful. All right. So let's talk about the difference between change, transformation, inspiration. What does that mean?
Yes, I've been inspiring hope in people for the last 13 years, giving them hope, helping them to see what is possible when they feel like they just can't keep going. They can't keep putting one foot in front of the other because something has occurred in their life that leaves them speechless, leaves them stuck, unsure of how to overcome.
And who do you work with primarily?
I work with veterans, first responders, healthcare workers, struggling with burnout, trauma survivors, and specifically PTSD. Post-traumatic stress can leave us all feeling stuck. We are pressured in the world that we live in today to, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to fit into certain boxes, and if we don't, we're not worth anything. But those are all lies. All lies. So once we start to dig into the root causes behind everything, the past trauma, whatever you have going on in your life, and you start to heal those areas, reach into those dark places and let the light in, that's when you're going to find your true identity and be able to be empowered to keep moving forward and keep reaching for what you want out of life, what you were created to do.
I'm feeling the inspiration already, just in our short conversation right here. Post-traumatic stress is probably more common than we think.
Yes. In the world today, it can come from your home environment, dealing with a toxic home environment. It can come from a toxic workplace. Just if you have people that are around you manipulating and trying to control everything and make you think that unless you match what they want, you're not going to get anywhere. That's what leaves people feeling stuck. They have to strive. They have to be someone that they're not. That's when people get lost. That's what leaves people feeling empty inside because they don't feel like they're ever going to be enough because they're not ever going to fit the mold that someone else is trying to shove them into.
So I hear some of these different things you're saying about being stuck and so forth. How might someone recognize that they need to come and work with a coach, come and work with yourself?
Burnout is one of them. Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel exhausted? The things that used to light you up inside and bring you joy, are you dreading that? When you get up in the morning, are you excited about the day? Or are you dreading having to go to work, having to step foot into the office, or whatever it is that you do?
Talk to a lot of people that dread Sunday night.
Yeah.
Because they're looking to that week ahead.
And there's so many people like that today. To be honest with you, where I am right now, I've been living a dream for the last 13 years of my life. And I keep pinching myself because I think I'm going to wake up, but I just keep going, and I'm excited to live my life because of the doors that God is opening for me to do exactly what He's called me to do. And it's like that for all believers, all children of God. We all have a purpose, but we're not going to find it by fitting into other people's boxes and other people's molds, because They aren't the source.
So people go to your website, elizabethinspires.com. They reach out, they connect with you. What does it look like to work with you, to work with Elizabeth?
Well, I like to hear what you have going on. What is keeping you stuck? Some of my clients will reach out to me with little things that happen in their everyday life, whether it's home or their busy work. I give them the tools to start recognizing so that they can become aware of those things that are triggering them, those things that are leaving them feel empty, so that they can begin placing healthy boundaries. I give them the tools and the strategies so that they can keep putting one foot in front of the other, because that confidence isn't going to grow unless you keep moving. That clarity isn't going to come from staying in the small hole that you're in right now. That courage isn't going to be there when you see a door and you aren't sure what's on the other side and you're like, should I peek around the corner? And it might be foggy. Should I step through? That courage isn't going to come from staying back on the broken down sofa. Small steps, learning the right tools, the right strategies that build the confidence, clarity, and courage so that you become aware. You can begin placing those boundaries and keep moving and growing into that person that you were created to be.
So I'm a big fan of coaches. Everyone should have a coach. Even coaches need coaches.
Oh, yeah.
We
mentors.
All,
yeah,
right? We need that.
Definitely.
Sometimes it's in individual settings. Sometimes it's in group settings and like a mastermind type group where you have peer mentoring going on, maybe a leader in there to help facilitate. What does it look like to work with you? Is it one-on-one? Is it in group? Or what are the options?
Well, right now, I am working on building a new cohort for January 2026, and there's going to be varying tiers. You've got the all-group on-demand where whatever the people enrolled in that 8-week program is dealing with, where I'm going to be giving weekly on-demand teachings to help you overcome those struggles, as well as my Pathway to Peace Method course, which is on demand that you do at your own pace, you have lifetime access to. And then there is that's the accelerator. And then we have the Accelerator Plus, where you get twice a month webinars with me. They'll be 60 to 90 minutes long, plus the on demand weekly teachings and the course. But you get me twice a month live for a group, as well as one-to-one call, so that we can really dig in and pinpoint and help you to find clarity on what it is we need to do to help you to overcome. And then I have my VIP accelerator. And the VIP accelerator, that is one-on-one sessions for 8 weeks. Plus, you can, if you have time and you can and you need, you can do the live twice a month calls. You can do the on-demand sessions. And you can't make one of those live calls? Send me your question. I will do my best, depending on how many questions I have during that time, do my best to cover it. And then you got the replays right there the entire time. So you can go back. You can watch. The course itself, you have lifetime access for that. So say you do the 8 weeks and you're feeling great, then 8, 9, 10 months down the road, something happens. I need to go back and revisit a section of that course. You have lifetime access.
So people can go to elizabethinspires.com, learn more about these, sign up for it. You got a cohort starting in January 2026.
So this cohort I'm creating, I want to give people the gift that I received 25 years ago when I was at my lowest point after I had lost everything. When I was at that point, it was the voice of God on my heart that kept me going. I have a plan for you. You can't stop. You have to keep going. It was through that voice, His truth, repetition on my heart that would keep bringing me back when I wanted to end everything, when I thought everything would be better if I was no longer here. That's what I want to give to people. I'm not able to be the voice on everybody's heart because I'm not God, but I am building out automations and I am building out the right tools to make it easy for you in this busy world that we live in today so that you have those things available so that you can be empowered and given new life just as I was through the grace of God.
Let's talk about your journey. So you mentioned you started this dream of coaching, speaking 13 years ago. You just mentioned 25 years ago. Let's talk about your journey. You went through trauma yourself, significant trauma.
25 years ago, at the age of 14, I held the world in my hands. I was chasing dreams, had been singing and performing for over half my life, was known for my voice, had been in a recording studio cutting a demo tape 6 months prior to a car accident that took everything from me. My life was easy. I had friends. I had community. Everyone wanted to be my friend. I always had a boyfriend. I was beautiful, and I was going places. But then 1 week into my freshman year of high school, all that came crashing down around me. I was severely injured in a car accident where I suffered a traumatic brain injury that nearly took my life. The doctors were preparing my family for my death because I had less than a 25% survival rate. It wasn't looking promising. The first 36 hours in, they almost lost me. It was in a prayer that my mom felt a weight lifted off of her shoulders, and she knew that I was going to survive. Approximately 1 hour after that prayer was conducted, they were able to get me stable. I remained in that coma for 3 weeks, but when I woke, I had to relearn how to do everything again. I was no longer that beautiful, independent singer, songwriter, cheerleader, play every sport, always had friends. I made it back home after 3 months of intensive hospitals and rehab, and I had physical deficits. I dealt with judgment and rejection because people that didn't know me before the accident or know of the accident would look at me and decide that I wasn't worth their time. They didn't even want to try to get to know who I was. That was devastating. I would come home from school multiple times a week for years and tell my parents that I should have died, I wish I was dead, and I wanted to end everything. I knew it would be easier if I was no longer here. One afternoon, I was at home alone before my parents came home from work. I found myself on my knees, screaming, crying at the top of my lungs, beating my fists in the floor, tears streaming down my face, asking God why he did this to me. What did I do to deserve this? I blamed him. I just knew I had done something wrong. But in that moment, he overwhelmed me with everything that I needed. Comfort, love, and peace, and he held me. He let me know that he didn't do any of that to me. And his voice of hope on my heart that accompanied everything that I needed said, I have a plan for you. You can't stop. You have to keep going. In that moment, it was no longer about me. It became about who he was calling me to help, because that's what broke me even more than I was even broken, was the thought of someone suffering even half as bad as I was in that moment. I couldn't bear the thought of that. So if there was something that I could do to make it easier for them, by golly, I was going to figure it out. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I was going to figure it out because I had to. I began going to bed every night. No matter what had happened, 3 hours earlier, I may have wished I hadn't survived, wished I wasn't here. But every night when I went to bed, I was learning to rest in his promises, to rest in him, thanking him for my life, thanking him for my blessings. And I was asking him for him to show me the way. what is your will, God? Because I need you to help me to make the right choices. I don't have a clue what it is. That very big vision that I am living now was very, very blurry. I had absolutely no idea what it was. But I knew that there was something much better out there for me. By His grace, I got through high school. I developed more strategies that helped me to be able to learn how to overcome that judgment and that rejection, to where now when I'm judged and rejected, it's like, that's all right. I don't need you in my life. You're only going to steal my joy anyway. So I'm just going to keep moving on. We don't need everybody. God is going to remove people from our lives, and we're going to have to let them go because they aren't going to add to His plan anyway. Be thankful. Thank you, God, for the lesson, what you taught me through them. Help me to keep moving forward. Got through high school with my class by the grace of God. Went on to college. Still made mistakes. I'm far from perfect, but I was learning how to fail forward. So when I would make that mistake, I got back up and I figured a way forward. Finally, after 8 years of college, I graduated with an associate's degree in occupational therapy, and when I walked into my first patient's room who had suffered a stroke, they were hopeless, they were discouraged, and they weren't sure how they were going to move through their recovery. The fact that I could sit across from them and share with them my story, that gave them hope. I had become that same voice of hope that God was on my heart. And I was like, thank you, Lord. I see it now. I knew that I was in the right spot, right where He needed me to be. But as you are stepping in to His plan for your life, the enemy is right there. And He uses this world to try to stop you. After a year, they closed our subacute rehab unit. I was kept part-time. I was becoming burnt out. 2.5 years working in nursing homes, acute care unit, outpatient. I was burnt out. I had the opportunity to move to Waco, Texas, and get back to working on the subacute rehab unit. 8 hours away from all of my family and all of my support. And I was like, you know, it's time, because I need to get back to doing what God's called me to do. So I moved to Waco, Texas, and started working again on the subacute rehab unit. After that, God got me to a church that had a Celebrate Recovery. I didn't know much about Celebrate Recovery, but my thought was depression, anxiety, God healing through that, or using worldly ways to numb your pain. I can speak to this group of people, and speaking to a group of people, I'm going to be able to help so many more than just one-on-one with 2 or 3 patients in a month. The first time I gave my testimony on stage, everyone in the audience said how much hope I gave them. That's what inspiration is. Give them hope, so that they can keep believing and keep moving forward. You don't have to know how, you don't have to know why, but luckily where I am right now today, I can give you those steps. I can coach you through those steps on how to get there. I began leading small groups through Celebrate Recovery, working with women. I found myself 2.5 to 3 years after I had been speaking on stages, I got married, moved to Dallas, quit being a leader in Celebrate Recovery, thought that the person I was marrying was in the same place with God as I was. He had me fooled. Got into that marriage. God was connecting me with speakers. Speakers who saw my value, speakers that wanted to help me to be able to hone my skills so that I could continue to help people the way God had called me to. But at home, I was being broken, told that my dreams would never come true, that the only financial security I would ever have was through my degree. The only problem with that was that my degree didn't fuel the fire in my soul anymore. That wasn't where my heart was. My heart was getting up on a stage and helping speak life into people that were broken, that saw no way out. so I could shine the light in their darkness just like God shined the light in my darkness. That's what I've been doing. I've been an angel and a light for my patients for 13 years. If I can do that from a stage, if I can do that for groups of people, just imagine how I can help change the world for His greater good. That's what I have to do. 2.5 years into that marriage, God got me right where He needed to be. And then He said, if you're going to fulfill my will, you can't stay here. Okay, God, what do you need me to do? I think you need me to go back to Waco, but I need a sign. 24 hours went by, no sign. About 36 hours went by, I got my sign. Faith, trust, turn into Him. That's what we have to do. This world is all about control. Power, control, and money. As that 14-year-old girl, I gave my power and my control to God. Nothing that I have is mine. Everything that I have in my life is His, so that I can continue delivering His message, helping people to live again, to figure out their why. If you don't know your why, you're just barely getting by. You are not living. He created us to truly live life. He wants to give us everything that we need. It's turning to Him, not to this world. That's how you get there. I found my way out of that marriage. He made a way within 4 days to deliver me. 30 to 45 days after He delivered me from that marriage, He brought me clarity on every strategy I developed recovering from my car accident and said, if you hadn't developed these strategies, you would not have survived this marriage. You're supposed to teach these strategies. I spoke to my first group of veterans in June of this year. 2 days later, He spoke to me again and He said, this is a group that you're supposed to serve, but you can't do it alone. You have to ask for help. I didn't know what that meant. I'm asking for help in this radio interview. If you have an organization, if you have a group that needs this message, connect with me. I do need help because I've got to do back-end system stuff so that I can get all of my automation set up so that I can do this cohort in January. It was going to be January 1st. I'm not 100% sure on that timeline, but this is what God has called me to do, and His time is now. For being able to give people life again, to be able to make their dreams come true. If it's on your heart, you don't have to know how. You don't have to know when. You just gotta keep moving towards it. Those passions, those dreams, they are no mistake. They were put on your heart for a reason. They are a divine assignment, and you were created, equipped with everything that you need to make them come true. But you can't get stuck in the world today because the world isn't going to help you get there. Only God can do that.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.